Hello, and welcome to season 4 of the Soul Star Channel. It's Tiffany here, your sparkly soul sister, and this podcast is all about giving you practical and magical tools to manifest and live your best frickin' life. It's time to gain more energy, more confidence, and have strategies to flow through life's ups and downs, because we all know that it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Let's unlock your own power to show up with unwavering authenticity, radiant magnetism, and a little bit of magic. Thank you for pushing play. Let's go. Hello. Welcome to my first episode of season 4. And I am so grateful that I'm at this point in season 4. When I started making this podcast, I had no idea that I would even get past 10 episodes, let alone now into like my fourth season. And I think it's such a big representation of my life and what's going on in my life. So this episode, to start off season 4, I wish that it was all like really fun and positive things. However, it is not. And I'm giving myself a lot of like compassion and grace right now while recording this. I definitely have a tissue box next to me. I was going to do this announcement, or I guess life update, on Instagram video. And I was like, Tiffany, you are just not ready for that right now. And I really like sat and I honored myself. However, I do want to share this part of my life with you, because I feel like it is as a turning point, and it's going to affect a lot of the content that I put out now. It's going to affect how I show up, what I'm manifesting. So without this piece of information, I feel like it would be a huge thing. And, you know, I work with women in events and one-on-one and in groups and over Instagram. And it's like, I'm expecting them to show up with authenticity and like perseverance. And I really want to show up that way myself. So I have recently decided to break up with my partner. We were together for 3.5 years. And it has been really freaking hard. And there were so many times that I wanted to come on to Instagram stories or on this podcast and just say my side of the story. I find this very therapeutic, but I was also like going through it. I was like in the midst of it. And this was not just like a one-night stand or like a 3-month relationship. This was 3.5 years of my life. And I still obviously have so much love for him and compassion, but it just was not working out anymore. And I'm hoping that I'm not going to be like too vague on this, but I am not going to share obviously all the finer details, because like this is my life. This is his life. He doesn't share his life on, you know, social media and stuff. So I'm going to be very compassionate and respectful for that. But this is very freaking hard for me as well to speak, because I have a Pisces moon, and that means I hold all my feelings, everything that I'm going through deep within me, and I internalize it all in order to process it. And that's why I haven't shared, because yeah, I just wasn't in the right space. I didn't have the right time to reflection. I was like in the heart of it. And a lot of people like asked me, because obviously I've moved. They've like asked, you know, things on Instagram, and I just haven't been able to say it yet. And there was a part of me that was hoping that maybe we could get back together, but that's not going to happen anymore. But if you do have questions, please just shoot them through to me on Instagram or email. I'll put obviously that in the show notes. And I'm so happy to do like a round 2 of this episode or this topic, because I do think that like most of us in our lives go through breakups. And this one was extremely hard for me. But let's go back, and I kind of want to process it all, because I have absolutely no freaking regrets to this relationship. I feel like I have become such a better person with him in my life. I've learned so much about myself, and I have definitely, I can look back on it and be like, I definitely tried everything I knew how to do. So I can't look back and like regret or wonder or anything. Like I really gave it my all. Okay, so I honestly think that the universe brought us together. So I had to take a little pause there. So if it sounds bad in the editing, just take a little pause and a little bit of a breather. We met in July of 2020, and I feel like it was very magical. I had just come out of like all the dating apps. Fucking my self-worth was so down because of like all the ghosting and all the things. I was actually dating this like just like a fling, I guess, at the time. I decided to shut down that fling, and then he messaged me the next day. But we had met earlier, just like a little bit through his brother, and I really feel like everything freaking aligned. Like it was everything I was manifesting. Like I really manifested the fuck out of him, and he came to life. And in 6 months, we moved in together because his brother was moving out. I just found out I had to move out of my place in Miami Beach. And I was like, perfect timing. Everything fucking like worked, you know, it was so beautiful. And I can look back at that time. I was like, of course he was coming into my life either to teach me lessons, to allow me to experience different things. So I really thank the universe. And, you know, so many things that I like love that we did. We had obviously Rosie, our little puppy. We lived together and we experienced lots of life, especially like we went through like COVID together, all the things. And I really like value him and appreciate him for that. But I guess in the last little bit, I've just realized on a deep level that we really wanted completely different things for our future and our life. And of course there were like other things, but that was at the heart of it. And I just kept thinking like, you know, if we could just keep going, but then like what would be like the end game? And then I think as our futures kind of like separated and we wanted, again, very different things, I feel like we kind of separated like as like a couple, as in like we weren't like vibing each other. We, you know, like both of us were not communicating what was on our hearts, like all of those things. But I think all in divine like timing. And it was a very like difficult process because, again, I really wanted to try everything because I know that there's obviously hard times in relationships and you have to like push through. But I feel like in the last little bit, I really have tried everything the best of my knowledge at where I am right now in order to work through that. And it just didn't work. And like, I won't say anything bad about him because like everyone has their faults. Like I have my faults as well. But it just wasn't working. And then I felt this like pressure. I had all these excuses coming in. Well, I won't be able to find my own place, which I might actually do a whole other podcast episode on that because, I obviously had to move out. It was his house and I was living there, so I had to move out. So I might, I'll do a whole other podcast episode on how I manifested the place that I'm in now, which is so beautiful. And actually, when I made this decision, it was like January 1st, like right after New Year's Eve. Everything freaking has just fallen into place. And I could say right now, I'm a fucking manifesting magnet because it was almost like I really just needed to make a decision and go with the highest version of myself and what I really needed and what I truly felt deep down. And the universe has freaking provided. Again, I might just do a whole other episode because you wouldn't even believe the things that have come into my life since I decided to make this decision to step away from this relationship. It has been absolutely magical. Like my friends like can't even like, they're like, what? Are you kidding me? Like it has been so good. So the reason why I'm kind of sharing this is like sometimes we meet these people and they're amazing and they come in and it's like all the things and but doesn't mean it has to like stay. And I really feel like I'm obviously still in the thick of it right now and still going through it, as you can tell by my voice. And there's still some days where I just lie in bed and just like watch Disney Plus like all day and cry. And the weirdest things trigger me. But I guess I'm just sharing this because it's like, this is totally okay. And I was really worried about if I was making the right decision, but I feel like I have been because the universe has just been so overflowing with abundance and grace and giving me like amazing things. Like, I can't even tell you. So I feel like, you know, a lot of people don't share these stories, and I possibly haven't in the past because they are hard. They are our own kind of thing. And, you know, you feel like, oh, maybe I should have done this. And it's like, no, it's okay to like move forward. And it definitely didn't end in like a dramatic way. It wasn't like, you know, like a soap opera or anything like that. And we still, even though we're going no contact right now, like it's very important for us to like remain friends for me, because he was such a huge part of my life. Like, I can't deny that. And I've learned so much about perseverance and communication and about myself. And oh, of course, like it brought up a lot of like things I needed to heal from, like my childhood, a lot of blocks that came up. Like, holy moly, this has been such an amazing experience. But it is one of those experiences that needs to be done and over with. And trust me, I went, tried back and forth. We tried so many different things to make it work. It just wasn't working. And I guess what I'm focusing on right now is just coming back into myself. And I know a lot of people might resonate with this. It's like, you know, in that of like, okay, let's try this. I kind of lost a little bit of myself, if I can be really honest. So I am not like fully depleted, but I just need to get that kind of like full sparkle back that has been kind of dulling over the last like couple months, like the last couple months of 2023. And I'm just trying to get that back. So I'm actually really freaking excited. I know Lacey Phillips uses this analogy in her podcast, but I freaking love it. Oh, I actually have two analogies. It's like, one is like, you know, when a crab gets bigger and goes into its like new shell. Well, I feel like I'm like going into my new shell. So it's really uncomfortable. I'm like shedding off my old shell that doesn't fit anymore, doesn't feel good anymore. And I'm moving and creating this new shell around me for like my new home, my new environment, my new self. And I really feel that way. However, I'm kind of like halfway through shells. So I still feel really uncomfortable. I'm still like figuring out life. I'm still figuring out a life without my ex-partner, like all of that. So, I also feel like another analogy would be like, you know, when you're playing a video game, like Super Mario Brothers, when you were young and you got to the end of the level, and then it was kind of like, there was this like pause or like loading time between levels, so like between level 2 and 3. And it would take like a little time or like a little glitch to get to level 3. Like, I just feel like I'm in that loading zone. I'm just in that glitch. Like, I'm still like living my best life. I'm still like doing all the things that like light me up, but there's just like this uncomfortableness, and that is totally normal and totally fine. And once I realized and gave myself compassion for that, oh, life just got so much easier. But I will do a couple, again, different podcast episodes on how I manifested, how I got through some of these big emotions, because I really think that other people can benefit from it. However, if you have a specific question, like how to get through a breakthrough, like something specific about mine, you can send me a message on Instagram and I'll answer it in a podcast episode. But I guess what I'm focusing on right now is just myself. I am doing lots of crafts, lots of cross stitch, lots of like diamond art, exercise, giving myself time, you know, spending time with friends, doing things that I love, travel, going on little adventures. Like, that's really what I'm focusing on now. And that's what really freaking brings a lot of joy to my heart. So yeah, that's what I'm focusing on now in order to build this new shell. I am totally all right now, but there have been some times where like, it was a very low and dark place. And again, with my Pisces moon soul, like I can go really dark really fast. But I really needed that to like kind of work through it. And I think that was like kind of shedding that old shell. It was like, I was in this like darkness that didn't feel comfortable anymore. So I really needed to get out of it. So my life is shifting now. And I know a lot of people notice like, you know, the difference in the background of my Instagram stories, or that I haven't really been on stories, or I haven't really been creating a lot of content, because to be honest, like I couldn't express myself in the way that I really wanted to. So I was like, I'm just going to wait and give myself compassion. No one needs to know right now. And just being really supported from my friends that are around me. And again, I have no regrets. This has probably been one of the hardest couple, I guess, like last 6 months of my life, to be honest. It has been really freaking hard, but I'm also really proud of how I've handled it, how I've shown up, and how I've got through it. Like, it's just, it's made me feel so much more empowered and magical, and made me feel like I can get through like anything. Of course, there was times like maybe like 3 weeks ago that I would not be saying this, but I really can see like this growth and progress in myself. I also want to reiterate, like, he definitely came into my life for a reason. I manifested him. I manifested this relationship that we had, but I just think that there's just something different out there for me. I feel like we want completely different lives in the future, and it just does not align anymore. And my body was giving me so many signs that it wasn't working. My mind, like everything was giving me all these signs. But I really did try, and I can look back and really feel good about that, that I feel like I've done everything. And yeah, moving forward, like this, the breakup has been really hard because it's probably been one of the most serious relationships I've had in my life. And I'm not sure about you, but like, well, I'm turning 40 this year in a couple months. And I was like, fuck, I'm like single and I'm going to be 40 and I don't like have all of these things, but it's like, nah, I can't think about that. And I might actually make a whole podcast episode. So if you have any questions about that kind of stuff, let me know, because I was in that for about a week and then I got myself out of it with those limiting beliefs because they were getting me nowhere. And I actually feel so good right now of where I'm at, because I'm actually just going with the flow more, letting life kind of go through me instead of me controlling everything. So you may have been through a breakup in the last little bit, and you know exactly how I'm feeling. This has been a big, huge shift in my life, but it's also been a positive one. Again, I feel like no hatred towards him or anything. There was no like smashing of cars or windshields or anything like that. It was very much an amicable thing. It's almost like we were both outgrowing our little crab shells. So yes, if you have any questions, please message them through to me on Instagram or on email. I am so happy to answer them. And I guess if I'm looking back and it's like, I'm at the 18 minute mark and I'm like, oh my God, has this, any of this made sense? And I hope it has. And I'll definitely come on and tell you what I've been manifesting, how I manifested the most amazing freaking apartment, all the things that are coming into my life, how I really sat with these uncomfortable emotions, because no matter what, even if you're going through a breakup or not, like we all go through shit times in our life. And I have just, you know, I can give you lots of tips and tricks on that. But welcome to season 4. I wish it was a little bit more rainbows and unicorns, but it's not. But I feel so freaking good about this year. Like I just got little tingles up my legs and through my arms. Like I'm so excited. And coming along with me on this journey of like fitting into my new shell and coming up to my new level. Like I'm so excited for it. And I'm so excited for, yeah, what's to come. So if you like this podcast, please like or subscribe or leave a review if you have a couple seconds. I deeply and truly appreciate it. Send me any questions if you have any, and I hope you have a beautiful, sparkly day.